This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Mr. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. Once again, he's done such a good job. We're going to give him a week off, so how about that? Hopefully he will enjoy. Movie Mike McGranahan on the line. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. He's a member of the Critics' Choice Association, the Online Film Critics Society, and he's an author of two books so far. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you. And if you didn't have the demands of a full-time job and two kids and a wife and house, and you were going to write another book, where would your next book take you?
Oh, actually, I am writing another book. I'm using my quarantine time to do that.
And what's the topic of that particular one?
It's actually going to be my first novel. It's a nonfiction book.
Oh, well, fabulous. Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that on another day. But two films come out this week online. Tell us about those.
Yeah, you know, the major blockbusters are all getting delayed, but some of the smaller movies from the studios or the boutique divisions are just going straight online. And the first of them that opens or debuts online today is Irresistible, which was written and directed by Jon Stewart. Of course, he was the former host of The Daily Show. And Steve Carell plays a Democratic political strategist who goes from D.C. to Wisconsin to convince retired military colonel Chris Cooper to run for mayor of his small town. It's part of an effort to make some blue inroads into an overwhelmingly red state. But the plan hits a little bit of a snag when Carell's Republican counterpart, played by Rose Byrne, also shows up in the town and starts funneling money to Cooper's opponent. So it's a really interesting movie that looks at concepts of dark money, ruthless campaign tactics, cable news coverage of political things, and Stewart really sticks it to both sides in this movie. The Democrats are portrayed as being woefully out of touch with Heartland values, and Republicans are depicted as being dirty tricksters who will do anything to win. So I like this movie quite a bit. There's a few moments where it goes for big, broad comedy where I think it falls flat. That's not really in line with the tone of everything else. But when it sticks to political satire, Irresistible is a movie that's smart and funny and has something of value to say.
All right. So what would that be, about 3 out of 4, it sounds like you're describing?
Yeah, I give it 3 stars.
Okay, super. All right.
And Rose Byrne is hilarious in this role, and she's really great.
It's a timely movie. Okay, so that's you find that.
You can rent to whatever you're on.
Okay. And
Spy was a family film. They actually got stars Dave Bautista is an ex-special and her 9-year-old may be trying to contact them. It's only matter, except that it drives the players out that Bautista died. So there's a long history that, you know, they all do it, and now it's Dave Bautista. I chuckled a few times, so flatly written that I...
And that, too, available, I'm convinced, to buy, great.
Available exclusively on Amazon. My Spy on Amazon Prime. If you have Prime, you can watch it. Irresistible is what... because it was...
If you find it watching the full $20. Are movies back? You know, this setup?
Dollars. Over $100. Demand there. It
can work. All right. And then you get money back from... It's free on every...
Netflix maker fest. I just read a book. A lot of money on some appealing content that it...
Okay. So that...
Having
how much would it cost to make?
Sure. I think the budget... I think $1 million, but that may not be...
Well, I did see the Five Bloods, but I had trouble coming forth. He would...
It deals with a lot of different...
To go back and kind of review what you read this weekend, speaking of...
Because of the discussion, do the right thing, read a stream online, and I've seen this film. It is one of my top three. But if you want to know why the things that are happening now are happening, this movie is very entertaining, but it will also tell you why they're happening. This movie really explains the reactions in the community to these incidents of police brutality. It's a brilliant film.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I will be watching that this weekend. I'll check in with you and let you know what Lawrence's worthless two-star review system has to say about that. All right, so Do the Right Thing is on this weekend. The Oscars have been rescheduled, and, of course, your favorite, the Golden Globes, I'm being facetious here, are also rescheduled. Bring us up to date with those.
Yeah, because of the coronavirus and the implications it's had on the movie business, the Oscars are being postponed until April 25th of next year. And as part of that, they're going to extend the nomination period. Normally, the movies for next year's Oscars would be anything released between January 1st of this year and December 31st, but they're actually extending the eligibility period into February so that some of these movies that are not coming out now will be able to still be considered for the Oscars of the year that they were supposed to come out.
And will the Oscars be valuable judges of great movie content when they do come out?
I think the Oscars will just continue to be the Oscars. You know, some years they get it right, like last year when Parasite won Best Picture, and sometimes they get it wrong, like the year before when Green Book won Best Picture. So the Oscars are going to do their thing, but they're there, and they help get people focused on good movies and good performances, so I think that's where their value lies.
All right, and let's see, AMC opened up their theaters. How did that go?
They haven't yet. They are scheduled to open mid-July, but just late last night, Warner Brothers announced that they are once again pushing back Christopher Nolan's Tenet from July 31st now until the middle of August, and I suspect there's going to be an announcement later today that AMC and other chains will therefore delay their openings until closer to that time.
All right. Anything else in the theater world, coping with COVID in cinema? Anything else to add to our discussion?
Just that I think we are all sick of this and ready to go back to normal.
Right.
I certainly am.
Well, and you can sit in your father's tent when you're ready to come back to our studios. Your father's tent is here and inflated with oxygen and ready to go. So we'd invite you to come on up. Thank you so much.
Very good. Very good. I hope to be back soon.
All right. Thank you. Movie Mike McGranahan. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You then.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate and author, and working on his first novel. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.